Congress Over Time, 4 through 6, Detailed Description. Congress Over Time Display 4, 1900s to 1940s, Congress and the Foundation of Modern America. Display text reads, Congress is the main political forum for all Americans, but for many years some did not have a voice there. African Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, and women all fought for decades to overcome barriers to voting. The first case contains a rough study sketch of Senator Hattie Caraway of Arkansas. Dressed in black with her hands clasped in her lap, Caraway wears a wide scarf over an open collar shirt and necklace. Hattie Caraway of Arkansas was appointed to the Senate in 1931. During her 14-year career, she set many milestones. First woman elected to the Senate, first woman to chair a committee, and first woman to preside over the Senate. During the first half of the 20th century, Americans built an industrial economy, fought two world wars, endured the Great Depression, and increasingly demanded their civil rights. Three interactive scroll wheels identify progressive-era legislation and the effects of each act. These include the Railway Rate Regulation Act, the direct election of senators, the prohibition of alcohol, and the creation of the Federal Trade Commission. Congressional leaders adopted new tactics by the 1890s to address challenges of an industrial society. Labor-business conflicts, boom-and-bust business cycles, and involvement in international affairs. A display case contains a variety of items related to actions of Congress. Candy-coated strychnine, which was a toxic substance sold as a catch-all miracle cure. These false advertising claims were banned from the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act. There's also a Senate ballot box, briefcase belonging to Senator Nelson Aldrich of Rhode Island, a print of a dramatic landscape of Yellowstone by Thomas Moran, the Bible of Senator Huey Long of Louisiana, and a 1906 Cosmopolitan magazine with the headline, Treason of the Senate. Lastly, two different voting history cards showing what different members supported. Display text reads, Western ranchers and loggers had different needs than Northeastern steelmakers or Midwestern auto workers. As America stretched across the continent, new priorities and new leaders emerged in the West. Efforts included protecting habitats and wildlife, bringing fresh water to the desert Southwest, and passing the 17th Amendment, the direct election of senators. The final case of this exhibit contains an ornately carved chair gifted to Vice President Charles Curtis of Kansas, with a small photo of Curtis sitting in the chair with his legs crossed. Curtis served in both chambers, becoming Senate Majority Leader before winning one term as Vice President. He was also a member of the Kaw Nation. Congress Over Time Display 5, 1940s through 1970s, Congress in the post-World War II era. Display text reads, The United States emerged from World War II as a superpower.
Before long, a Cold War with the Soviet Union and its allies brought extraordinary challenges.
The Cold War turned hot, with combat in Korea and later in Vietnam. To rebuild war-torn Europe and block communist expansion, Congress funded European economic recovery, created new national security institutions, and sponsored scientific research. A large display case contains the House Speaker's chair made for Speaker Sam Rayburn of Texas in 1941. The chair is upholstered in dark leather with a very tall back and wooden arms. Below the seat, the chair has four wooden feet with wheels. A second case contains a statue of Representative Rayburn, the longest-serving speaker wearing his trademark hat, a simple cowboy hat, and a suit. There's also a small sculpture from Michigan Representative Gerald Ford's desk of an elephant standing on two legs with its trunk raised while pulling a donkey behind it on its back. Passing the Civil Rights Act. Display text reads, Guaranteeing civil rights for all Americans took nearly a century of debate and activism. The outcome was far from certain. The landmark 1964 Civil Rights Act outlawed discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Displayed are two pages of a working copy of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, including handwritten notes taped in sections of pages and stamped dates with initials. Congressional supporters of the Civil Rights Act anticipated that opponents would use a variety of procedures to cause the bill to fail, but it did not. A black and white photo shows Senate Majority Leader Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas looming over Senator Theodore Greene of Rhode Island. As he speaks, Johnson extends his arm toward his diminutive colleague, who's backed up against a desk, his shoulder hunched. Johnson called his approach the power of persuasion, a combination of flattery, intimidation, and deal-making. Critics called it the Johnson treatment. Display text reads, congressional committees examine issues such as government spending, major disasters, and criminal activities. Successful investigations uncover wrongdoing and gaps in the law, building public support for reform. Some investigations have gone too far. The reckless tactics of Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy harmed innocent people and led the Senate to censure him. A large case includes a large cartoon of Senator Margaret Chase Smith of Maine, depicted with her right arm on her hip as she points angrily upstairs, telling a tiny, very dirty, sopping wet elephant to go upstairs and wash your hands. The case also includes a Time magazine cover with an illustration of Senator Estes Kefauver of Tennessee with an octopus beside him. Kefauver led a series of televised hearings into organized crime that drew more than 30 million viewers in 1951. More items include a copy of the Senate Resolution 301 to censure Senator McCarthy from 1954, a Senate committee hearing witness timer, a Senate light panel, and a Senate desk nameplate belonging to Margaret Chase Smith. Next is a touchable reproduction of a House electronic voting system. In the Senate, lawmakers indicate their vote audibly or with a variety of gestures. The House introduced electronic voting in 1973, making votes faster. Press the buttons, green for yay, red for nay, and yellow for present. Display text reads, World War II reshaped American priorities for the military, diplomats, and intelligence experts. To better coordinate defense and intelligence, Congress also merged the armed forces into the Department of Defense and created new intelligence programs to gather and analyze national security information. After World War II, Congress expanded its oversight of the growing number of federal agencies. The increased workload prompted studies and reforms which resulted in changes to staffing, funding, and committee jurisdictions. Congress over time display 6. Adapting traditional roles to a modern world. Congress since the 1970s. This is the final exhibit of Congress over time. Display text reads, today, more than two centuries after its creation, Congress's core constitutional mission continues. It represents constituents and provides a forum for debate. It raises funds and authorizes spending. It passes laws and oversees executive agencies. Yet changes have come to how Congress fulfills that mission. The development of party leadership in the House and Senate reshaped legislative priorities, while technological advancements expanded the research of Congress. The increasing diversity of congressional membership brought new perspectives to legislative debates. Now more than ever, Congress reflects America. The first glass case contains House and Senate versions of the Congressional Record. The Congressional Record, published daily, documents all the proceedings, debates, and votes in the House and Senate. The two records are seemingly identical on the outside. In the center, they have an emblem of an eagle with open wings and a crest on its chest. In its claws, it holds wheat and an olive branch. Above its head are 13 stars and a banner that reads, E Pluribus Unum. Display text reads, Connecting Congress to the People. C-SPAN and the Internet enabled constituents to conveniently learn what their representatives and senators are doing in Washington. Members rely on social media to report on developments in real time, while the public uses it to make their views instantly known to their elected officials. A display case contains an ebony magazine cover featuring Representative Yvonne Braithwaite Burke of California, a black woman holding her baby against her chest and facing the camera. Her featured article, The Kind of World I Want for My Child, was in the March 1974 issue. In 1973, Burke became the first sitting member of Congress to give birth. The display also includes a BlackBerry wireless handheld device. Similar to a smartphone, it has a full-button keyboard and a large screen. In the early 2000s, electronic technology transformed the way members communicated with each other, their staffs, journalists, and constituents. There is a ceremonial gavel presented to Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii from Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska. The next item in the case is a Presidential Medal of Freedom given to Senator J. William Fulbright of Arkansas for his contributions to the nation serving in both chambers. The case also contains campaign buttons and a fan displaying the faces of the black lawmakers in Congress. There are two touchable reproductions: a House gavel, which resembles a large wooden hammer, and a Senate gavel, which is smaller, with no handle, and is hourglass-shaped. Photos show members of the Congressional Black Caucus and Women of the Senate. The Women of the Senate is a black-and-white photo with five smiling women all wearing dress suits. Two are sitting, while the other three stand behind them. The final and largest glass display contains a House floor lectern that was one of a pair of lecterns that stood in the well of the House for almost a century. At the top of the lectern's adjustable pole is a rectangular wooden surface with a lip on one side to hold documents. There's also a House of Representatives closed-circuit TV camera and two electoral ballot boxes. This is the end of the Congress Overtime exhibits.